Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Pastor.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. It's 8:06 on this 30th of June, last day of June. So we get ready to roll into July. Somebody says, Van Duel.
Stop it with your Van Duel. Stop being a cyber bully. You know what? I'm in there cutting a spot. And I said, this, it was two. It was T-double-O in the word, and I had to stop because I went, so. I had to stop right there. And this is for you, too.
Do want to thank Oaklawn for sponsoring so many things, including our studio each day.
Yeah.
It is the Oaklawn studio and our Summer of Adventure, which are doing some fun stuff for sure. Go ahead.
Now, go ahead.
661-1037. Christian, I was telling Christian about the clip of Justin Moore when he said, it's amazing that you and Roger, you sort of know what your language is. And I told Christian, I said, yes. I said, that's just Christian, you're starting to read our minds now,
yeah,
which is a scary thing.
You are. Hey, shout out to my friend Philip Anderson. Got compliments yesterday from Rick Steele down the hall, and compliments still yet again over this pair of glasses, different from what I have. These are my silhouettes.
Yeah, I like those. Yeah, I like those. I don't like them as much as the other ones, but I like those.
What is it?
Yeah, those are nice. I like them better than black.
But the black are bold. The black are bold. Philip, would you please explain? Philip,
Black.
I talked to the guy over at McFarland, and he told me that now, a lot of people like the black, Roger, because they are bold. And you called them old, but they're bold.
Well, they've been
and they
bold
have
for 25 years.
Phillip?
He's trying to be like Tommy Norman.
What?
Yeah, you're trying to be like Tommy Norman.
Ain't that something? Let me tell you something. No, these are my silhouettes. I love these rather because you see a lot of my face. And a lot of people, including Christian's mother, says, I like to see more of Roger's face. So there it is. Now, my other ones, I like those as well. They're so light and all that. Thanks, Philip. Philip Anderson being out there. There's no telling where Philip is right now in this great country of ours. But I appreciate Philip and Silhouette.
A couple things. We're going to play a little match game, Christian, in addition to Family Feud today. So let's go and play match game now. So I'll give you or Roger a chance to look up the open for that.
Yeah, you'll give me anything.
And while you're doing that, somebody says here, hateable characters that Javier Bardem with the movie No Country for Old Men.
He's a good villain, though.
Yes, I don't hate him either. I think there's a difference.
He's a good villain, but I don't really hate him.
Like, watching Patriot games, Patriot last night, I hated that guy. And I hated the guy in The Gladiator. I hated Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, but Joaquin Phoenix was a nepo baby and incestuous person and creepy freako.
Anton Chigurh is just evil.
There's no telling
right.
what he
Roger,
did.
Here we go. Before this war is over, I'm going to kill you.
Why not now?
Soon.
Oh! Nailed it. You nailed it. Hey, someone online on the middle of the air gave us another one, too. Complete and utter Jenny from Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She's awful.
She's on a lot of lists.
She's awful.
I don't remember her being.
Oh, is she on a list?
Did you hate? Yeah.
So you didn't know her.
Did you hate?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
I don't remember watching that going, I hate
Jenny. Excuse me. Let me give you the phrase. I may not be a smart man, but I know what love is. She's
taking advantage of a mentally handicapped person the entire movie.
How did she take advantage of it?
Was trying to fix the reflecting pool. He ran across the reflecting pool to go get her. You remember that?
Well, what was she doing? She just
she was strung out, rocking and rolling, eating paint.
Anytime she needed something, she came to Forrest.
Okay, what was she like?
And
what?
Then she found out he was a quadrillionaire. He was a quadrillion.
What did she ask for when he come back to see her? I don't remember.
Stability.
I don't remember what she did.
First of
she
all,
she just teased like
she had. Oh, she was a tease. She had a child. She had
time.
A child, and only when her she's dying does she look for the boy's daddy.
That's Forrest.
Haley Joel Osment.
When did they have sex?
You don't see them have sex.
But what did we? I don't remember. Do you imply why you knew they got hooked up?
It's all in a rainy night, she snuck into his room.
I do.
She stole his virginity.
I do remember the scene.
She should be arrested for that.
She really should.
I do remember the scene where he goes. He looks at the baby and she goes, "His name is whatever." And he looks and
named after his daddy.
He goes, "She's named after," and he had said something pretty. You know, usually he realizes I'm his daddy.
See, exactly.
And one of the great lines in that movie is...
What is it?
Is he like me?
Yeah, so I would never have guessed that she was a hateable... That you hated her.
She's very hateable.
I just remember hating her. Well, I remember thinking, she's a hottie.
When somebody points it out to you.
She's very toxic.
Well, that's why you thought, you know, yeah, she's very toxic and all that. And that's why you go, I'd go ahead.
There's two women hateable characters. There's Nurse Ratched.
Ratched's up there.
Nurse Ratched is evil mean.
What about...
Jenny was just a heartbreaking... What's the word I'm looking for? You know, I'm not going to say it because I love women. I love all women. Even Jezebel.
Rhymes with four.
Even Jezebel had a pair.
What were we going to say?
What?
Christian? You said another one?
Danny Glover from Coral Purple.
Yeah, I've not seen that. I've not seen that, but I saw him on the list. I'll get a few more. Scar from The Lion King. He hated Scar.
Yeah.
But Scar, he probably wasn't bad until, you know.
What about Johnny from The Karate Kid? The edible character?
No.
What
the
about, Shooter
sensei
McGavin?
Shooter McGavin? No, not a hateable character.
He's likable.
What about Hans Gruber?
I didn't really hate him.
He's not a good guy.
All he wanted was bare bones. He wasn't trying to hurt nobody.
And I like Christian.
What does he do? He goes, Hans, booby. I'm your white knight.
So good.
You do million deals every day with a gun. I use a pen.
I got
you
another one.
You want John McCain?
What's that?
I can help you.
Another one off the beaten path, kind of like Jenny. Grandpa Joe from Willy Wonka.
Yeah, he was on one of the list. I thought he was the grandpa of... Why was he a hateable character?
This guy was in bed, couldn't walk. He was a bum. And then as soon as he gets that golden ticket, he's jumping up and he's dancing. He's all good.
Oh, so that's not the guy that goes around with the kid. Is that the main character?
Yes.
Okay, I need to go back and watch that,
I
guess.
I guess
I need to go. I don't remember that. Wow, boy, things coming in about Jenny. Was a
she was a very
manipulative. Somebody said Matt Damon was the ultimate villain in The Departed. Oh, he was a hateable character in The Departed.
You know,
He was a rat. And he got what's coming to him.
He was a hateable character from Jump.
Oh, here's the line.
From Jump. Look what he did. Wait a minute. Who was it that killed...
Mark Wahlberg killed him.
Who was it? Was it Damon's character who shot people in the elevator?
Yeah, that was Damon.
Yeah.
I thought he was a hateable character.
Oh, he was.
Somebody said that the line was actually, he got a daddy named Forrest, too.
Yeah, that's
right. That's what it was, yeah. That's right. Let's hit that open. What are we playing for, by the way, Christian?
We have Trav's tickets.
All right, Roger.
They're not there this week, but you can use them anytime.
Let's roll with it. Let's go.
Well, I just had it. Where'd it go?
It's time to play The Match Game, brought to you by U.S. Truck Accessories, your number one Central Arkansas source for truck accessories. Visit them in-store or online at ustruckaccessories.net. Now, let's see what wacky answers the guys could come up with.
That's right, U.S. Truck Accessories, a veteran-owned business. They're in Searcy and Conway. Tell them that you heard about them on The Buzz, Morning Mayhem. 661-1037. So what are we playing for there, Christian?
We got Trav's tickets.
Trav's tickets. Someone says Kathy Bates from Misery. That's from Stephen Bright. Yeah, we've mentioned that one.
Yeah, she's real bad.
Psycho chick, but still, you probably would want him.
Yeah, listen.
Would you?
That guy, Roger, that guy from Unbroken. That was based on a true story. He was a great hateable character.
Yeah.
661-1037 is the number if you want to go to get tickets to the Trav's game. Someone says Rose from Titanic.
About Billy Zane from Titanic?
He was on some list.
It would be Billy Zane. It would not be Rose. She was kept. She's a kept woman.
Someone says the older...
I take that back. Rose became an evil person when she was selfish and didn't give that blue diamond to her granddaughter. That could have changed her.
Just threw it overboard.
Threw it overboard. overboard. Crazy old lady.
The,
nuts.
Someone said the older brother, Cam, in Running Point.
Running Point. Which one's that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Don't even. I've never even. Is that the one with Schwarzenegger and Richard Dawson?
A lot of people are saying Percy Whitmore. I gotta go back and watch that again.
Percy was a sadistic.
He's bad.
Oh yeah, yeah. Percy was terrible.
I'm not so sure that like the number one guy was last night.
No, he's the top.
I mean, and he looks that way,
especially this time of year. Absolutely.
Yeah, he looks like a jerk face.
No, he sure does. He sure does.
And he gets it. I tell you, the other actor who was the general in the from the British Army and Patriot.
You talking about the one that played
the overall? Well, he's a very good actor.
What was his name? What's his actor's name? What's the officer's name?
Yeah. Oh my
God. Oh my God! I can't believe we can't remember. It was Cornwallis.
Cornwallis. He played Cornwallis. Yes.
He
was very good in that.
He was very good at that. But you love the calmness the ghost displayed when he goes. I don't know their names, but there are 3 centimeters. They're all up there. They're all right there.
Cannot believe Christian cannot respond back with going, that is a great movie. He said, just be prepared. Let's see. I guess he's on the phone with that.
Be prepared.
All right. Playing for some tickets to the Travs game. Who we got here? Who's our contestant?
Who is our contestant? He's still on the line with the contestant. Once again tonight, Boudreaux's come hang out all 1970s.
A couple of people have said Ricardo Montalban. Con!
That was the second Star Trek movie, though, right?
It wasn't the first one.
Oh, Retcon was second.
Is this Stan, the one and only Stan?
It is Stan.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Did he bail on us last time?
He bailed.
Okay. All right, Stan, here we go. This is for tickets to see the Travs. Are you ready? Give us a chance to get our answer before you give us yours, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to go with Bad Blank. A lot of different ways you can go here. Give us a second. Roger, do you have your answer?
Christian, do you have your answer?
All right, Stan, what is your answer? Bad Blank.
Bad. I'm going to say bad. A lot of people have bad luck.
Bad luck. Very good one.
I just knew you were good. I'm sorry.
We're going to go to Roger next.
Come on with it, Roger.
I had bad statue.
Oh, come on.
The first thing that popped into my head was bad statue.
You trying to start something, man.
All right, give me the real answer you had, Roger.
Well, that was the first. That was my answer. I had multiple questions. Bad statue.
Roger, you don't say bad luck.
But it was bad statue. But then I went ahead and played the song. But bad statue. I had the song we played, Bad Blood.
Bad Blood. All right.
You trying to start something, Roger.
What about you, Christian?
Because of the song, I had bad blood as well.
Bad blood as well. Now, wait a minute, Stan. Baz has 4 answers.
I have 4. That's exactly what I have, 4 answers, Roger.
Are we best friends?
I had Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
Who sang at the Super Bowl this year. I had Bad Boy.
Bad Boy. Bad Boy. What you gonna do?
A song or a lawnmower. I had bad blood.
Bad blood. Bad blood. What you gonna do?
And Stan, you're going to see the Travelers. I had bad luck. You were going, my friend.
I'm going to see the Travelers.
Yes, you are.
Bad statue.
I'll see y'all there, right?
Christian, you'll take care of him?
Hold on, I will. I had a bad statue.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We mentioned coming up shortly, Chuck Gatlin will tell us what's going on the buzz. And we're going to visit with our good friend Christy Herndon Mann, who is the queen of wrestling. Not the WWF, but this is real wrestling.
Shout out again to anybody that knows Sophia Cunningham. We'd like to get her on the. I'd like to maybe do a remote with her.
How weird was it, Roger? We were talking about the place we're staying in Jonathan, Georgia, is got a connection to Gone with the Wind. It's mentioned in there is where the plantation. And today is the day 90 years ago on this day that Margaret Mitchell came out with Gone with the Wind. It was published on this day.
No, it's the Terra
is the fictional plantation. Jonesboro is a real is the real town.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. In the book, that's right. It's 5 miles outside of Jonesboro.
That's right.
Okay.
And then the other thing, Roger.
I don't know if that's ever mentioned in the movie.
I don't know.
And I've seen the movie enough to know.
And then you just mentioned this a minute ago, 55 years ago, on this day, 1971. Guess what movie was released? Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. We just got through talking about that.
Yeah, I didn't mention
it. It was also on this day 37 years ago that Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing came out.
Great movie.
I need to go back and watch that. 37 years ago, 1989.
We probably do.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Is it great?
Great.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. What about 33?
I think I know where your head's at.
In my book.
33 years ago, 1993, The Firm was released, starring Tom Cruise. I thought that was a great movie, The Firm.
Solid movie.
Solid movie. What about you, Roger? Hey, Gene Hackman, right?
I like The Firm.
Yeah, I do too.
What did
also,
I like Jeanine Triplehorn.
Very, very sad day.
She is
on this
smoked.
Day 20
she
years ago.
2000, she, I mean, get her sweaty.
2006.
What the hell's that mean?
Jessica Simpson divorced. Who?
Nick Lackey.
Yeah. What was the name of their show?
Lachey.
Yeah. Nick Lachey. It was.
What was the name of the show?
Nick and Jesse. I'm talking about Nikki's girl.
Just the opposite, rather.
Uh-huh.
Getting married on this day, 51 years ago, 1975. Cher and
Greg Allman.
4 days after she divorced Sonny Bono.
Yeah.
And then how many days later they split up, Roger?
4 days.
9 days later they split up.
Exactly.
They did get back together.
Exactly. Yeah.
Roger, also, it is ice cream month.
Oh, yeah, Jerry.
July is.
Yeah.
And do you know what our state's favorite ice cream flavor is according to this latest poll?
I'm going to say it's Rocky Road.
I'm going to go regular vanilla.
Yeah, this is, I don't believe this is true.
Is it Chinese restaurant soft serve?
We are part of 15 states. Right, Arkansas, so California, Connecticut,
it's
Kentucky.
Not strawberry.
Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Nebraska, Nevada, Ohio, Rhode Island, right, Tennessee, yeah. Texas, and Virginia.
You said Michigan, so I know it's chocolate chip.
Strawberry.
It's not strawberry. It can't be strawberry.
That's what they listed.
Well, it's not.
This is
where you know that people are trying to divide us.
Six states pick birthday cake.
I'm a strawberry.
Alabama, Delaware, District of Columbia, Iowa, Louisiana, North Carolina. I don't believe that people
birthday cake ice cream.
Yeah, I love birthday cake. Roger knows I do, but I don't.
I like it.
That's hard to believe that the whole state picks.
Wouldn't
that.
Say favorite, but
four states like love it. Cookie dough. Alaska, Massachusetts,
I like cookie dough.
Montana, and New Hampshire. I do too. Four states pick chocolate chip. Cookie dough and chocolate chip are
chocolate chip, cookie
favorite.
Dough are the same. I mean, they go together.
Let me tell you,
they're
similar. Strawberry, in the...
Neapolitan?
Yeah. It's great. That's fine. And it's like the heel of the loaf of bread. You know kids aren't going to eat it, so you're going to have at least one sandwich left with the front end and the back end. And with the Neapolitan, you know you're going to have strawberry because somebody's going after the... which is fine. But there's a strawberry, and I don't know if it's a Yarnell's or whatever the other Arkansas one is. Is it Bluebell? Yeah, Bluebell. Is that what it is? Is it in Bluebell?
Bluebell's Texas, right?
Is that what it is? Where they've got chunks of strawberry, which chunky. Oh.
See, I just have curiosity. Do you know that song's been playing the whole time? Did you know that?
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. I'm listening to it.
What song?
You don't hear that?
Uh-uh.
You don't hear Match Game going on?
Oh, okay. No.
Very faint. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's amazing.
I thought you were talking about the actual song.
No, I'm just saying y'all don't hear that.
What's amazing to me is that you do not pay attention to my conversation. Jessica! He's not even listening to me.
I was going to go right into the music. How long y'all going to be listening to that? I don't mind if we were talking over it, but I just didn't know. I have amazing ears. My ears are in here.
I don't have mine.
They're like Superman ears.
Yeah,
and Rogers, you're going the opposite direction. I'm just, but we love him. Christian, I've bought him different things over the years for presents, and I'm so close. I bought you the...
AIDS?
Yeah, hearing aids.
Hearing aids.
Bought you the Apple, which you said helped. They were sort of hearing, right? What do you call them?
They're hearing aid enhanced.
What are they called?
AirPods.
Yeah, so they're actually supposed to help. I think he needs more.
Shout out to, I want to say Bree, and I only heard her name in convo with Dr. Clint Fulks yesterday at Fulks Family Dentistry. So I go in there, he's just a super guy. And when she comes out to get me, when Bree, and I think Brianna, I think is who she said, and forgive me, She goes, because I had one in my ears. I'm in the waiting room. She goes, you always have one of them? And
yes.
So we had a conversation. Yeah. She's like that, too. She always has one in her ear. And it doesn't always, and we both agree, it's not always on. It could be a hearing aid. It's not always got something on, but I have one in my ear 100% of the time. You know, I used to have one in my
ear. Why do you feel you need to have it in your whole
time? Feel like, I mean, because I feel like I have to have something. I don't need to hear the head movies that are going on. I need something to distract. And I'll listen to the Bible.
The damage, Christian, comes.
There's no damage.
The damage is he leaves white noise on all night.
Oh, he's it's done not it for, white he's noise. Done it for it's
years.
Not
I don't,
white
yeah, I don't know if that's safe
it's,
to do.
It's terrible. It's terrible. Ears. That's why I can't hear
directly
the
into your ears.
You can't hear the music playing. That's why.
Directly into your ears. I don't know.
For years he's been doing that.
And I'm going to continue to do it too, you jerks.
And then it's like, give your ears some breathing room every once in a while.
There's no such thing.
Yeah.
They don't need it. I clean them out.
I think an ear doctor would say otherwise.
Let me tell you
something. Can we get an ear doctor on the phone?
You know, and the other part of this
is. Your throat knows.
These noise cancellation ones as well are so good when you're doing yard work. It's doing yard work. I love listening to the podcast and our other shows on this network and the other station.
Christian, Roger and I have done this show for how many years? 15, 16?
Yeah.
So let me tell you what happens now that did not happen the first 7 or 8 years we've done the show. We will be out at a remote and people will come up. And they'll be talking to us and talking to Roger. And I have to go, Roger.
No, they're not.
He's talking to
first
you.
First of all, Mr. Eavesdropper over here. I don't pay attention to most of the conversation. If you're not talking to me.
No, they're talking to you.
But I don't know. No, they're not talking to me. First of all, don't point at me, Sophie. What?
Listen. I get in so much trouble at my house.
Why?
Because there will be a conversation going on around me.
You see what I'm saying?
And all of a sudden,
and I don't pay attention.
I'm supposed to be listening.
But, and I'm not.
Are you listening?
I'm not.
Well, no, you're not talking
you're
to
not
me.
Talking to me. Well, it's not part of my deal to eavesdrop on your
had,
condo.
If he had
how
his hearing aids.
Because
I'd rather be listening to the Bible.
If he had his hearing aids in. It would be able, he when the person would walk up, hey, Roger, hey, Baz.
If they do that, I say
so
hello.
After about a sentence, I realize Roger doesn't know that they're there. And I have to go, Roger, look here. This is our listener
no,
here.
No, that is not true. If you walk up and say, hey, Baz.
It's okay, I don't mind.
And you
it.
Don't say, hey, to Roger. Then I don't think you're here to speak to me. I'm not going to put me myself.
Well,
I'm not going to put myself into your conversation. What's awkward is you not letting me finish talking.
The first is standing,
jerk face.
The first is standing there.
I'm
looking,
with you, Roger.
They're looking at me, and I'm going, "Excuse me, Roger." Our listener here is talking to you, and then you go. You're so nice once you hear that they're there.
I tell you what. My hearing may not get better.
One thing
I'm working on is my Spidey powers, so that I can throw a web around you or something. I don't know. I need. You know what? If I can go Uri Geller and bend that spoon, I am going to. Push the power and just have the power come and just hit you right in your groin. That's what I want. Thump you in your groin with that power that John Travolta had in that movie. What was that power?
The last half of this year, we're going to get you to the ear doctor.
Your
throat knows.
Little Drew Barrymore girl, she had that power. What'd she do when her hair went crazy?
Ooh,
fire behind
fire starter.
Her? Well, fire starter. I want to fire start you in your... Dr. Phil?
No, the ear, nose, and throat. What's that called?
ENT.
There's a fancy name for it.
What's the name for it, Christian?
I don't know.
You know what it is.
What?
What
don't
is?
You ever say that.
What?
You can't. The Christian Weaver we know, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know everything.
The Christian Weaver we know knows.
Yeah, don't you put that on yourself.
Yeah, don't you
That's
do
Satan.
It.
Get behind him, Satan.
What's the call? Anyway.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back.
Yeah, let's take a break. Get out of here.
Chuck Gatlin's got his This Space available.
Can you hear this music?
So what started this is that we were having a conversation for 10 minutes while music was playing.
It wasn't like
I've got spotty sense ears. I can hear
it. Oh, you
got
spotty
really
sense ears. Once again, I want to be fire starter, and I want to just shoot you in the groin. With my powers. Shout out.
Somebody says, I just love y'all. Hilarious guys. That's from Betty Ann. Thanks, Betty
Thank
Ann.
You, Betty Ann.
Sing it. I love this song. This is Tommy the Two.
Mama knew, mama knew.
Come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong. Come a little bit closer. I'm all alone.
Yeah!
We started to dance in my arms. She felt so inviting. And I just couldn't resist the
Arkansas's best Chevy dealers presents Kevin Bohannon each week on Drive Time Sports with Randy Rainwater and Rick Schaefer on 103.7 The Buzz. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup, Brazil advanced to the round of 16 by beating Japan 2-1, scoring the game-winning goal in stoppage time. Paraguay downed Germany, beating them in a penalty shootout 4-3 after tying 1-1 in regulation and two bonus periods. It's the biggest upset of the World Cup so far. Germany had never been beaten in penalties in World Cup history prior to this game. Then in the final game of the day, Morocco beat the Netherlands 3-2 in penalties as well, tying 1-1 through regulation and two bonus periods. They'll take on Canada in the round of 16. Today in the World Cup, Norway and Cote d'Ivoire will get it started at noon. France and Sweden will play at 4. And in the final game of the day, Mexico will take on Ecuador at 8. All of those games can be seen on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Sunny again today and really, really hot too. 97 or high temperature. A heat advisor is in effect because the heat index could get up to 105 this afternoon. We'll be clear tonight, dropping off to 77. Tomorrow, 97 again with a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion, Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
On Thursday, join Morning Mayhem as they kick off 4th of July weekend the same way they do every year, live from Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore on Colonel Glenn. As you know, there's always fireworks on the Buzz, so it makes sense to broadcast from West Woodrock's go-to place for fireworks, including those commercial show quality cakes and artillery shells that everyone loves. Happens this Thursday from Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore.
Hey folks, it's David Basilat here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you, and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, Ram, and Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
Plumbing problems? No problem. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a whole lot more, call the professionals at BR McGinty. They'll fix it right the first time. Call for all of your plumbing needs. BR McGinty,
yeah. Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansans.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
You work out, but you walk the same route. You go to the old, never-changing club with old machines and same routines.
You need the excitement and variety of the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, what a cool little riff right there.
Yeah.
Oh, Steely Dan. Look at that guitar.
Oh my God. You can find it on YouTube. There's the cheesiest video of Donnie and Marie Osmond singing this song on the Donnie and Marie show.
Horrible.
Oh, good Lord.
Between them and when Greg Brady and what's her name?
Everlasting summer, you can see it fading back.
Come on.
So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond. The things you think are precious. Are you reeling in the
east? Everybody's got the hook on that.
Chuck!
All right, let's welcome in Chuck if you can there, Roger.
Gathering at the
That is so funny.
If Justin Moore is the Michael Jordan of Family Feud, then this man is the Scottie Pippen. He's the most famous
Arkansas State alum Jeff Wentz?
That works at the Buzz. He's the best promotions director in the greater Little Rock area. Brought to you by Hubbard Power Sports, Can-Am, and Sea-Doo. Joining Morning Mayhem, it's Chuck Gatlin.
Open for sponsorship, right?
Sorry, yeah, it's open for sponsorship. This space is available.
Call Leslie Griffin.
That is a Chuck Dan.
By the way, talk about Steely Dan. Those guys were so particular that they would get their records absolutely perfect. They would bring in like 18 guys to record a guitar solo for a song.
Yeah, they were
and
great.
Then pick the one that they wanted.
What's going on at the station there, Chuck and Chuck?
Man, you know, it's kind of slow this week.
It's never slow.
It's slow.
Good Morning Mayhem.
Great Arkansas Beer Fest and / Rock City Margarita Festival. Those tickets are on sale. That's coming up July 18th, just a couple weeks away. Get your tickets for that. You can get them at 1037thebuzz.com. There's a link, or you can go to stubs.net and get them there. That's presented by Oaklawn with Tito's Handmade Vodka. Roger's out tonight doing trivia over at Boudreaux's.
Dude, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
You know what? You know who's never shown up for trivia?
Me.
And
Christian?
Yeah.
Christian. I've came to trivia before.
Did he? He says he has.
Many years
ago. We're gonna do a parents' night.
Years ago.
We're going to do a parents' night at Boudreaux's where you bring your kids.
One of these nights I'll come.
Listen. It's right down the street from you.
What are you talking about? I got to cross the river. You know what that means? Crossing the river.
Yeah, I cross
That's
the river.
That's huge.
Everybody that shows up crosses a river.
What else going on?
Okay, so then you're back doing trivia again Thursday.
That's right, down at Mainline Sports Park.
Mainline Sports Park.
Well, you skipped over something you don't know. It's hard for you to keep up with everything.
I'm going to get to it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to talk about you guys in just a minute.
Okay.
And then you guys are out Thursday at Torpedo Joe's.
It's a tradition we've done probably, Chuck, for 10 years.
Forever. And not to mention you guys and your summer of adventure. What's the next
Tomorrow we go to Mariana for Jones Barbecue and looking forward. We found out the Edwards Food Giant at home headquarters is there, but Jones Barbecue been open more than 100 years.
Love it.
And it's a gentleman who basically shows up, he cooks enough barbecue. When it runs out like 12:30, 1 o'clock, he shuts it, says, see ya. And he uses white bread and just pours his sauce on top of it. It's got a lot of hype. It's a beer award winning restaurant. What did we say, Christian? There were only two. What was the other one? It went blank.
Was the
Lassus
down,
Lassus Inn.
Yeah.
Apparently. So anyway, so that's tomorrow. Of course, we're working next week. We'll be at the Arkansas State Troopers Lodge, training lodge for the guys who are learning to be state troopers.
Yeah.
After that, we're in right outside of Atlanta for the Quaker State 400.
Good grief. You don't even care.
Yeah.
I do care. I think it's awesome. Now, when do y'all go to, is it Blytheville? Y'all going to Blytheville,
going to Blytheville.
Right?
We got to go to Blytheville and Mena. We got those two.
Listen, Blytheville.
Yes.
Don't get that TH in there.
Blytheville.
Say it.
Blytheville.
Yeah, where are you from?
I'm from Paragould.
Come on.
But We used to go grocery shopping.
Is that one word, we used to go?
Huh?
Is that one word, we used to go?
We used to go.
We also have, also coming up too, got the Moses Moody camp coming up with Steph Curry. That's going to be cool.
That's going to be huge.
Yeah, we've got some other, we're going down to the Star in Frisco. We're going to do our show at Cliff Harris's NFL Hall of Famer. Maybe
Good
do
grief.
Yes. We stay on the go with Morning Mayhem. It's what we do.
I need a list.
I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you.
All
right, Roger, let's play a little Family Feud.
What
do you buy Southern Bank?
Run it out there for you.
Get Chris
on.
Roberts in the studio.
Great
suit.
So
it's time for everyone's favorite game, Family Feud. Sponsored by Southern Bank. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service. Now, let's play the feud.
Hey, everybody. Play the feud.
All right, 661-1037. Are we out of concert tickets already, Christian?
Think so.
Yeah.
Which ones? Do we have anything left?
I think we got
something. Right? Jana! Michael! They were just up here the other day. We should have said, give us some tickets.
Yeah, we got Trav's tickets this week.
They announced.
That's nothing to sneeze at.
No, I know. We just gave some away, but I'm saying, don't we have some concerts coming up?
Mm-mm.
Not that we have tickets to. But you know what? That's going to stop today.
It stops now.
Listen, we need tickets to these concerts. Because we want everybody to buy tickets, too.
That's right.
That, and, of course, the same thing over at Oakland.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, 661-1037.
We probably won't get any yellow angry ones.
What's that?
We're probably not getting any yellow angry ones.
No.
Don't
We're probably not getting any Ella Langley.
Dude, I mean, good Lord.
Yeah. She can command it. 661-1037 is the number.
661-1037.
At one point, out of curiosity, I was trying to get on Ticketmaster to see what those were doing. I was like 65,000 people ahead of me.
No, it got up to, according to Michael Marion, 140,000 or something. I mean, why do they even have that on there?
The place only holds 16,000 people.
Yeah, why even have a counter that has that?
Yeah.
Come on, Family Feud kids. Don't be shy. Don't be scared.
You know you
want to
play.
By the way, what?
All the cool kids
turn
are
that
doing
down
it.
Just a little bit, Raj. So we got to mention this. Our good buddy Steve Qualls over at Design Labs, who does our T-shirts, hats, now coffee mugs, Roger, which those should be showing up at we've only had a few of them. We've given away to just a select few.
Yeah, just select few right now to see, make sure they're not
but
toxic.
Another promotion we're going to be doing somewhere in the next week or two, besides the Best Listener Contest, which would be next week. Yeah. We are going to, at some point, give away a T-shirt every day for 5 days. And on that Friday, it will be the 1,307th. T-shirt that Steve Qualls has done. How about
what?
That? He has been keeping up with it that close to where it's 1,307 shirts.
Can we start that next week? So next Friday?
Or we can do it somewhere in the next
week.
No,
no. Well, you got to do it then.
Wait, shouldn't it be the 1,037th?
I'm not sure. No, I think it's 1,307. I think
shouldn't it
1,037?
Yeah, but it's 1037.
We're gonna move it around though. But I think we can make it less.
I think you're right.
As long as the numbers are the same.
As long as the numbers are, it could be 3,107.
When you're looking, it's an optical illusion. It's an optical illusion.
Isn't that the Price is Right game?
You see,
you put the numbers in the right position to win the car.
That's it.
Is your car $5,437?
You know what? It took you a few seconds to get that.
But he's no idiot.
Oh my God!
I am. Idiots let that go.
If they scan the QR code on the website,
it's QR code.
Do they get? Can they get to all the merch that he has available?
Yeah,
they could be the person that potentially gets the thousand.
Do all of the guests? Do all of the listener contest people get a shirt?
All the what?
All the best listeners.
Yeah, I would think so.
You got to get me this. So everybody gets one of those as the constipation prize.
Listen, I'll know that Steve Qualls, and let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back and we'll get a contestant.
You're playing the
music. Steve Qualls will be, he's a NASCAR guy. He's a NASCAR contributor. He is going to be on cloud nine. We're going to be in the pits with one of the top drivers in America. That's
what
gonna
are we going to wear? Are we going to wear boots?
Yeah, you got to wear NASCAR looking stuff.
What do you got? We don't
have
NASCAR.
No, we have to wear a NASCAR looking suit.
What do we got
to
have? We need a fire suit?
We need to wear
help me,
fire.
Tom Cruise?
We need
help
to,
me, Oprah
no.
Winfrey?
Or we need a NASCAR driver suit.
Well, what,
you think they kick us out?
What do we use?
You think they kick us out?
We'll wear cutoffs with them.
Wear one of those jumpsuits like Keanu Reeves at the end of Parenthood.
Now, listen, they're going to go, hey, there's three dudes walking around with driver suits on.
Yeah.
And kick them out of there.
How did they get in here? Now, listen, I'll be wearing boots with cutoff shorts in the pocket hanging out. Underneath.
On the left. On the left. On the left. Take him now.
Roger will be wearing nothing but hip boots and a Lone Ranger mask.
All right, we'll get our contestant. I see the phone ringing now. We'll get that when we come back. Don't go away. It is 8:45. Don't forget, we got wrestling talk coming up, too.
She's here.
Put you in a 4x4.
What? 1,370. All right. We got to figure that out. Or give me a historically low auto loan rate from Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Hey, folks, founding father. Well, at least founding father to Eric, Zach, and Meredith, anyway. Here to remind you about the historic auto loan rates offered this summer from my friends at Alcoa. From now until the end of August, you can get rates as low as 1.776% on 2024, 25, and 26-year models. Doesn't matter if it's brand new or if you want to refinance the ride you already have. These year models qualify for this great offer. Not only do
you get a historic rate, you can take the summer off from making a car payment with no payments for 90 days. Do you need more time to pay or a lower payment? Alcor's got you covered there with financing available up to 84 months. Take it from me, founding father Roger Scott. This is a limited time offer, and you do not want to miss this opportunity. You can apply securely online, visit one of the branches, or just give them a call to get started. Celebrate America's 250th anniversary with this historic offer from Alcoa. Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, serving 15 counties in Central Arkansas.
The Honda Ride Red and Save Green sales event is happening at Honda Russellville. Get more done with a Pioneer 700 or 1000 side-by-side.
Swing a leg over a dependable Fortrax Rancher ATV.
Take your crew in a 4-seat Pioneer 700 4 or 5-seat Pioneer 1005. Bonus bucks on select models plus low-rate financing for qualified buyers. Visit HondaRussellville.com.
For your safety, read the owner's manual and wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and close the side vents and doors when operating a side-by-side. Honda side-by-sides and ATVs are for riders 16 and older.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our American dream is ice cream. Red, White, and Bluebell is our strawberry ice cream loaded with strawberries, alongside creamy vanilla and blueberry ice cream with real blueberries. A full half gallon of Red, White, and Blue ice cream. Feel free to celebrate.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Walmart Supercenters and neighborhood markets.
Attention Arkansas homeowners, are you dreading a lengthy, expensive bathroom remodel? With Bath Makeover of Arkansas, you can have your dream bathroom in as little as one day. American-made baths, walk-in showers, and walk-in bathtubs. Revolutionary laser-etched shower walls that will never chip, crack, peel, discolor, or fade. Plus, with Bath Makeover's price lock guarantee, schedule your free design consultation now, and we'll lock your price in for 1 year. Bath Makeover of Arkansas is also proud to be an official sponsor of Razorback Athletics. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH during our 60-60-60 sale. Receive 60% off installation of a new bath or shower with 60-month financing options, senior and military discounts, plus receive a $60 Visa gift card with purchase. And call Bath Makeover at 1-800-NEW-BATH for a bonus $50 Walmart gift card with estimate. Call 1-800-NEW-BATH. That's 1-800-NEWBATH.
U.S. Truck Accessories presents Match Game on Morning Mayhem. Listen for your chance to play their version of the classic TV game show from U.S. Truck Accessories in Conway and Searcy. Your number one Central Arkansas source for camper shells, bed covers, spray-in bed liners, and more. Veteran-owned since 2002. Online at ustruckaccessories.net.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oakland Hot Springs Studios. Oakland, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Or Baz to go, what's that? What's that? Roger will go, can you talk? He goes, yes, that's it. I knew you'd know what I was talking about.
Yes, he finishes my song.
There's a few of them. What in the world?
That is Justin Moore describing me and Roger Christian. That's what I was talking about.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, buddy.
Yeah, is that, well, you know, we know where we're going. And, yeah. Christian, you've adapted. Yeah. Your brain has sort of adapted to our morning show.
I'm reading you guys' minds.
Yes.
Strength and honor.
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 That is from
Gladiator.
Gladiator. Okay. Strength and honor, Christian.
Strength and honor.
Drink it on it.
You don't just drink it on it.
Yeah, say it.
Don't
say it with your chest.
We'll drink it on her. We'll run a sword through you. Drink it on her. We'll run a sword through you, dude. I'm not even kidding.
Are you not entertained?
You're not going to run a sword through.
All right, we got to get this quickly.
All right, let's
go. Who we got? Oh, QB, our buddy Dan, QB7.
What's up, buddy? You there?
Hey, top of the morning, guys.
Hey, Dan, what's up, man?
Of the morning.
We got a hustle here, so here we go.
All right, here's the deal. We're going to play Family Feud. Your name is your buzzer. You're only going to have to use your buzzer one time. Listen to when Chuck gave me his buzzer many years ago.
Chuck!
There it is right there. Let me hear your buzzer, QB7.
QB7!
Right. Wow. Well, the teams can be, we'll let Christian play with Chuck and Dan, QB7.
Christian don't care.
He wants to play.
I never get to play.
I know. Last week, the guy passed to me, and I won.
It's happened two times in a row.
I won.
And he lost.
Yeah, they lost.
But we gave the guy the prize. All right, here it is. I asked 115 people last week at Mainline Sports Bar.
You can turn that down where you're not having it.
And I told them. I said, hey, here's the deal. I can only use 100 of you, but I want all of you to give me the answer to this question. Give me the top five answers to this. They actually gave me 6, but I can only use the top five. Name a common candy bar component.
David.
Rapper.
Ooh. Okay.
That's not even close.
That's
not even
ridiculous.
Are we getting...
Let me give you this.
Like real technical?
Wait, hold on there, QB7. It's not even close.
Ridiculous.
Listen, I want to do a breathalyzer.
Who's doing this polling?
Who's drinking before the show?
Yeah, are we getting real technical?
Name
with
a common candy bar component. The paper's not a component of the candy bar. Yes,
it is. Chocolate, cocoa.
What'd you say? What? Are you drinking? All right, hold on.
He said chocolate. He said chocolate.
Exactly. He did say chocolate.
Chocolate.
Number one on the board, of course, is chocolate. You control the board. Do you want to pass or play, QB7?
You better play this one, QB7.
It's Chuck on my team.
Yes.
Yeah. Chocolat.
Great. Chuck. Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Let's just keep going forward.
36 people said chocolate. Name another top four answers left.
The Snickers bar is going to have
peanuts.
So many.
Stop right there. Peanuts is on the board.
Chuck. I mean, I'm with peanuts, you.
Number exactly. two. Now, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Right now, you have given me number one. You have given me number two. Nougat. If you give me the next three in order, you get an extra prize.
Caramel.
Let's go caramel next.
You're going caramel?
Yep, caramel.
Number three on the board is caramel. Number three. You have given me 1, 2, 3. If you give me the next two in order, you will win an extra prize out of Chuck's Closet, along with the prize that we're already giving you, which is?
Trav's tickets. So we said peanuts, right?
We did.
Okay, then we got to have almonds.
Right. Should we?
I think so, because a Mars bar.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you say, Chuck?
There's so many candy bars that have nougat, but I don't know if somebody's going to say nougat.
Nougat is on the board, number five.
Yeah.
And just like
great,
that,
Christian. Great answer.
The extra prize is off the board now because nougat is number five. Right. There is one more answer. Above nougat.
Roger, you're so technical.
Oh, no, seriously. I'm doing this for you. I'm trying to give away extra prizes, bro. We just lost QB7.
Love it.
We lost it. I'm telling you. All right, give me.
So, nougat. One,
yeah.
You
caramel. Had chocolate, peanuts, caramel, or caramel, depending on if Billy Ocean is singing. Caramel.
Wafer?
Queen.
Huh? What did you say?
Wafer?
Wafer.
Oh, let me find.
Because, a Twix like or a.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Kit Kat has the wafer.
Even he's making 40.
Kit Kat, wafer.
What do you say, Rick?
Twix has the cookie crunch.
That's exactly right.
I don't know. I still feel good about.
Here's
almonds.
The deal, ladies. One answer remains. Three strikes still available to be blown.
Bar, Snickers with almond.
Toffee.
I didn't.
I'm consulting with my team.
All right, Chuck. You and QB.
Chuck, let's go, Chuck. I'm with you. Almonds.
Do it.
I'm gonna give you one. I'm gonna give you one chance. Do you want to use that or not?
Yes.
That's the right answer.
Good job.
Yes.
That's it. Also on the list was coconut.
Yes. We did it.
Good job, Dan. What
about QB7? Good job, buddy. Good job. You have won the prize.
Love it.
Love you. Thanks for listening to the show. Hold on. Let Christian get your information.
And to that guy on Facebook last week that said, "Who is Chuck?"
I saw that.
I posted it.
You know what?
By God, I am.
I still think my amazing answer about rapper was pretty cool. Pretty outside the box.
It was outside of the box.
It was way outside of the candy bar.
Bingo.
You said component. Everyone has one. Everyone has one. Think about it.
But
it's everyone.
You don't eat it.
But you have to have it.
You have to have it.
Before we get out of here, Chuck, a hateable character. We're talking about movies because we started talking about the Patriot last night. Here's a great one, Roger, we have not mentioned. I'll just go Brad Wesley.
Roadhouse.
Was he hateable?
Oh, I did.
He was a jerk face. He was a jerk face. Remember, he had the...
Brad.
It's not a movie, but who watched Walking Dead?
I've seen part of it.
Yeah. Okay. Remember Andrea from the season with the governor? She was so bad.
Were they monsters? Was she a zombie?
No, she was a human.
She was a horrible person.
You mean there's somebody more horrible than the actual flesh-eating zombies?
She was.
Well, that's the thing. It's like the humans are worse than the zombies in Walking Dead.
Here's one.
That is the thing.
Wendy Peppercorn, Sandlot. she threw squints out of the pool for slipping her the tongue.
You know what? And
here's one. Stanley Tucci in The Lovely Bones.
I don't know. I love Stanley Tucci. I love Stanley.
What about Newman in Seinfeld?
No, he's not a hateable character.
Dole Slingblade. That's a good one.
Whoa! Misunderstood.
But you love him while you hate him.
Well, he says, I hate this and that.
Yeah. No, I don't.
I love your mother.
I played cards with J.D. Shelnut.
Yeah, not a hateable character. I think he was just misunderstood.
Another Gene Hackman. We already said Unforgiven, but what about Quick and the Dead? He's a hateable character.
I think it was the same character.
It was like the same character.
I think it was. Yeah.
He was worse than Unforgiven.
Yeah, I guess so. He beat up a British guy.
Yeah.
And they killed him.
What about the red leg from...
The
Outlaw Josie Wales.
Oh, Captain Redleg.
Oh.
Also, what was his other role? He played the sex, he played the rapist in Deliverance. Captain Redlegs played the rape. You gotta hate, you know what? You have to hate the rapist in Deliverance.
Jeff Allen,
do you agree? Hate the rapist in Deliverance.
Riotous fun show today, hooligans. I've been busting my sides and laugh farting all morning long. David, Roger, and Christian, masters of comedy. That's JT and Benton.
Thank you, JT.
All right, good job, Chuck.
Thanks, Chuck.
Well done.
It was a pretty good job.
His sponsorship is available. Do you want to thank Southern Bank for sponsoring Match Game?
Yeah, we do.
For Family Feud.
Family Feud.
U.S. Truck Accessories and Search and Conway for sponsoring Match Game.
And we appreciate Chuck coming in with shirts like that.
We got a hot woman coming up next who's going to talk about wrestling.
Yeah, man.
We like that. All right, don't go away. 9 o'clock.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative